Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody on the Blog Talk Radio. It's wonderful to be here tonight, and I come in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for coming from all over the world. God is certainly so wonderful and so amazing and astounding. This is a good time to give him thanks and praise because he's done so many things for you since the last time you thanked him. Oh, my God. You know, in Revelations, it talks about the four beasts being around the throne of God and what they look like, one like a flying eagle and one like the face of a lion and so many others. But they bow and thank God in a way that most of us don't think about. They just cry holy. That's a thank you unto God. That's a praise unto him. God, you are holy. Ain't nobody like you. You're the most holy of all, anybody who's trying to be holy. God, they can't touch you. You alone are holy. I am righteous compared to you as filthy rags. But you are holy. That's a wonderful praise unto God. And the Lord led me, and he told me to present this to people all over the world. And trying to lead him into thanking him, to give him his proper praise. And it turned out to be what we call the new awakening. God spoke that in my spirit and said, son, this is the new awakening. I said, what is it? He said, a spiritual shift from, shift, Lord, from what? A shift from the give me, give me, give me approach to me, he said, to the thank you, thank you, thank you. He said, I'll do more. To the thank you, thank you, thank you, than to give me, give me, give me. Wouldn't you? Just, you know, the Bible says that God made man in his own image in Genesis 1, 26 or 7, something like that. 27, I think. So if you can't stand folks every time you turn around, they're saying, give me this, give me that, give me this. If you can't stand that, why do you think God could stand it? When you were made in his own image. I mean, you're supposed to think like God, be like God, and your naive state, you think like God, and you're like God. That's why I preach to people. Don't worry about it. Repetition. Amen. We repeat certain things on this line because God is a God of repetition. And you know where repetition came from? It came from God. Why you think he repeated the Ten Commandments so many times? And why you think the Gospels in the New Testament are synoptic? They're almost, just alike. I mean, God is a God of repetition. And so he wants you to remember the things that he's given to you. And it's all right to thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When you thank him from your heart, otherwise it's vain repetition. But if you add your heart to it and thank him from your heart, no, it's a praise unto God. Amen. And let me tell you something. Since last night this time when we were on here, you at least got another 1,000 things or more to thank him for. Your heart beat 1,000 times. Your blood pumped through your body at least 1,000 times. Yeah, you breathe at least 1,000 times. Amen. I can name on. But I'm trying to tell you that you owe him some praise from last night. And why do you think the beast can bow since last night? They probably bowed, I don't know how many times, over 1,000 for sure. Oh, my God. They probably bowed 10 to 20,000 times, saying holy, just continuously saying holy. And here you can't even thank him. I won't lose that on you. You can thank him, thank God, for 20 minutes. Amen. That's what it takes to give God 1,000 thank yous. I timed it. When I was on the plane that day, not really timed it, but when I started, I saw my watch when I started. I didn't know when I was going to finish. But when I looked at my watch after I finished, just thanking him 1,000 times, about 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most, it took me to thank him 1,000 times. But it seemed like a long time at first because I'd never done anything like that. But I thanked him at least 1,000. I've got people now I've run into who thanked him 9,000 and 10,000 times. I was in the convocation in Memphis. I think it's Memphis. Memphis is late. No, it was St. Louis. and a lady touched me on my shoulder and said, 9,000. She just kept walking. I didn't know what she meant, but then later on it dawned on me that she was telling me that she had thanked God 9,000 times that day. Amen. Ambassador Patricia Stern gave a testimony the other day that she took time for God to thank him over 10,000 times. Let me tell you something. If you take time for God, he'll take time for you. Oh, my God. The devil got mad. I mean, furious. When I announced and figured it up, and I announced it on the prayer line and the blog line also, a blog radio here, that we had to, over the years, over 8 years, had led people all around the world, not me, but people all around the world, we led them into giving God praise. And over 8 trillion praises had been sent up to God. Devil got furious. I'm going to stop it. I got to stop it. Because I ain't getting nobody praising me like that. And he's jealous. But he's not jealous of me. He's jealous of God. Amen. Because all the glory and the praises and everything else goes to God. Thank you, Jesus. I heard Mother Rivers say, all the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to Lord God. Amen. So, the enemy doesn't like that. Amen. So he tried to stop this blog line. I'm going to stop it. But he only made God's people more determined. Some of y'all who really love to praise God, it dawned on you when the enemy looked like he was going to stop it. It dawned on you how important it is for you to give God praise like this. It's been getting you miracles. Some of y'all don't even recognize what the source of your miracles are, amen, or where they come from. I mean, you don't even know that the source of it is coming from this blog line where you are thanking him 1,000 times and more, amen. And somebody said, oh, I thanked him before. Well, you ain't never thanked him 1,000 times. People always try to have crab mentality against anything that God is doing and taking things up. They don't want to push things up. They want to pull it down. That's who you think does that? God does that, or does the devil do that? I suggest that the devil does that. Don't let him use you. If anything, push it up. I said to our church, Amazing Grace, the other day, I said, people spread rumors about you that are unkind. And I said, I want to challenge you to spread some rumors, but not unkind rumors, but I want to challenge you to spread good rumors. Because, see, people will think what you say and try to spread it many times. And so I had them, they're spreading good rumors now. Guess what? They spread it this morning. If you went at Amazing Grace this morning, you really missed it because the service was off the chain, off the chain. And somebody called someone else and asked them how was the service. And this was, I didn't tell them this morning, but they just spread this rumor. The service was off the chain. And guess what? Somebody else told somebody else that. And somebody else told another person that. And somebody else told another person. Because they called asking, how was the service? Because it snowed here and some people stayed home. And they called asking, how was the service? And they said, oh, my God, it was off the chain. And they, other people start telling other folks it was off the chain. See, you can spread things for the Lord that will be a blessing to the world. See, the world is listening to you. The world is listening to you. And when you get on there and give your testimony about what God did for you, guess what they do? I heard on the blog talk radio that God healed somebody of cancer. He did yesterday. I went to the hospital to see one of our ministers. And when I got through seeing him, I had received a phone call that said, please go by and pray for this lady's, her brother, I believe. Yeah, her brother. And they said he had bone cancer. Well, that didn't scare me because I know God created bone cancer. Well, who else created it? God created everything. And why did he do that? He created bone cancer for his glory. Well, how do you figure that? Because if a person can have it and God show up in the room and heal him of bone cancer, they lift their hands and give him glory. He created it for his glory. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. I went in this man's room and he was there. And I said to him, I began to talk to him about the Lord. And I took him to the Bible and read about 3 or 4 or 5 scriptures in the Bible and said, does that say that or am I making it up? He said, no, this is in the Bible. Whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. I know some theologians want to tear that scripture up and be careful, because you're loosening that on yourself. And before you know it, things will be loosed in your life that are not good. Amen. But then I took him to Genesis 1:27-28. Oh, I'm so happy somebody's on the line starting distractions, because I was wondering, Lord, am I on the right track? But whenever people start distractions to try to get you not to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, about Jehovah God, I know that I'm on the right track. So I always expect it. Amen. It vindicates us and it authenticates us as being in the will of God. So thank you. Amen. So I never forget it when this man yesterday, my God, I asked him, does the Bible say that he gave us dominion over the fish in the sea? He said, yeah. Over the fowl in the air? Yes. And I said, over every living thing that creepeth or moveth upon this earth? He said, yeah. I said, well, what does cancer do? Is cancer a living thing? He said, you know, you're right. It is living. I said, yeah, if they put it under the microscope, they'll see these things under their cells moving. They're living, and they moveth upon the earth. And I said, God said in Genesis 1:27, I have dominion over them. And I'm going to take dominion right now, and I'm going to loose and bind here on earth. I said, I bind this bone cancer in your body. I bind sickness in your. And I kept on binding things, and after a while he caught it. He said, I bind it myself. I am healed. I am healed. And he kept shouting, I am healed. Tears rolling down this man's face. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Let me tell you something. Oh, my God. When you bind things that the Bible says you can bind, heaven has to bind them too. Mm-hmm. Not one jot nor tittle of his word shall go unfulfilled. They have to come to pass. And then not only that, when you lose things, then God is behind. Heaven says the same thing. Guess what? We're going to lose some thank yous. If the beast, 4 beasts around the throne crying praises unto God, and God receives that, why wouldn't you think that he would receive our praise? Because I believe Romans 2:11 says he is not a respecter of persons. If he can respect beasts and receive their praise, why do you think he can't receive our praise? We thank him 1,000 times. Amen. All right, I'm going to let you make a request unto the Lord and allow you to do it while the music plays. And then after the music gets through playing, I'm going to come back and pray for you. And then that's when we're going to start thanking God 1,000 times. If the lines are not open, and you can get them open if you just press *1. That puts you in the queue, *1, okay? And we'll be able to hear you thanking God with us in Jesus' name. All right, God bless you. I've talked enough. Let's begin to pray and make your request known unto the Lord. I'm going to give you a little music to make your request known to the Lord. About a minute. Take about a minute to make your request known.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Heavenly Father, these precious people who have made these requests, honor them, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you and I thank you. Amen. I pray that you forgive all sin, any sins of omission or commission. bless these people in a phenomenal way, I pray, and give them the desires of their hearts. I pray this prayer repeatedly, Lord, to you. But I got it from you because you're the God of repetition. Yeah, thank you for it. And God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God, you're going to heal 100,000 years from now if we're still here. Doesn't look like we're going to still be here. But you heal until the end of time. You will fix things to the end of time. You're the same yesterday, today. And God, we keep the same format on this blog talk because, God, you use repetition to put it in the hearts of the people so they can receive what you're trying to do and be blessed. I'm challenging, Lord, people from all over the world to go to their churches, go to their community, wherever they are in their city, and present this of thanking God 1,000 times. So, God, they can be responsible for sending up millions of praises unto you. And, God, I read in Revelation, the 21st chapter, that you are writing books. And the books were open. And then the book of life that you have recording the deeds that we do. We're saved by grace through faith. But still, the deeds that we do, according to the Bible, the works that we do are being recorded. And God, may we present these works tonight, that we are going to thank you 1,000 times, and with all the nations coming together listening here, when we get through, Lord, we hope to have sent up at least 3 to 4 billion praises unto you. Please let it be recorded in your book. It's our heart's desire that you receive this praise in Jesus' mighty name. And somebody who doesn't mind praising him, we're going to praise them about 15 minutes, give them at least 1,000 thank yous individually. But collectively, tonight, we will send up over 3 or 4 billion praises. Won't you join us? Won't you join us? Do we have to call your name for you to thank the Lord? Do we have to call your city for you to praise the Lord? Open your line up, *1, and begin thanking because it will put you in the queue. Let's praise him now. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so wonderful and so amazing.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
I'm going to ask Ambassador-elect Hendricks, go ahead and lead the way tonight, and then give it to somebody when you after a while, give it to somebody else. I'm right here with y'all. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, others on the line. Join in. Go ahead, Ambassador-elect Hendricks. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I bind the enemy that's trying to bind them. The blood of Jesus. For the resurrection, blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With glory,
glory,
and walk around our house, just rebuking the devil. The blood of Jesus.
Glory, God. Thank you for the blood.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Thank you. We're out of time. I want to talk to y'all just for a moment. I don't want to make the Lord look as though you don't want to thank him as much as he has done for you. Amen. Oh, my God. I got to make a report to the Lord. And I will make it tonight. He knows your names, all of you. He knows what he's done for you. But I got to make a report to him. And I got to tell him how you held your peace when it came time to thank him. Because you're going to need him. If not tomorrow, you're going to need him before this week is out. And you're going to need the Lord. And he's going to remind you of how you didn't have anything to praise him over, although he's done a lot of things for you already. I hope you know that he's been mighty good to you. You have no right and no reason to hold your peace and not praise the Lord. Who you think is talking to you, telling, oh, just sit there and listen, see what they're going to do? Who you think, whose side are you leaning on? I'm leaning on the Lord's side. Don't let the enemy do that to you in the name of Jesus. God didn't tell you to do that. Anytime you're thanking the Lord, He didn't tell you just hold your peace, see what they're going to do. Who you think is talking to you? That's the enemy for sure. Don't let the devil ride. That's what the old saints used to say. Don't let the devil ride. Because if you let him ride, he'll want to drive. Amen. I'm asking you, as I make a report to the Lord tonight, he's going to visit many of you tonight. He's going to visit you. Amen. Those who wouldn't say a word, he's going to visit you. Amen. You watch and see what the prophet says, because it's going to happen. Sure, my name is Bernard Johnson. God's going to visit you and watch and see. In the name of Jesus. We love you, but amen. It doesn't take anybody a lot of stress to see how you've done the Lord tonight. Anybody can see that. It's not good. Amen. Because it shows right here on the board where you're from and who's on this line. Amen. And God said, to tell you, he's going to visit you tonight. Watch and see. God bless you. Amen. I still want to ask God's blessings on you. Lord, bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless their going out and coming in. In the name of Jesus. I pray that you, oh my God, oh my God. Have mercy in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. You're going to be praised. Regardless, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. People are going to praise you. If they won't praise you, you're going to be praised. The rocks are going to cry out. I thank you. Jesus is going to cry out. Yeah, they're going to cry out and give you praise. Amen. And God, please be merciful. Pray in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you've done. And we do give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you,
thank Jesus.
For everything you've done.
Yes,
and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless y'all. And
God
Lord
bless
you. All right. Have a good night. God bless
you. Too.
I'm going to open up the line for anybody who has a word. Amen. The line is open to you. You want to say anything? Say something if you want to. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Y'all may think I'm hard. I'm hard when y'all do God wrong. He's been too good for you, to you, for you to sit there and not say nothing. That's wrong. That's just wrong. Amen. You get an opportunity to praise him, and you, a saint of God, that won't praise him. That's wrong. Amen. I'm going to God and talk to him. Amen. I think I'll pull up these area codes. He knows who you are anyway. I'm going to tell him, in that area code, they wouldn't say nothing for you. In this area code here, they wouldn't say nothing. In that area code, they wouldn't say nothing. And call out your area code. God bless you. Amen. Have a wonderful night. Come on.